This is Fresh Air. Steve Cropper co-authored some of the great soul songs of the 60s, The Midnight Hour with Wilson Pickett, and Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay with Otis Redding. He also played some great guitar licks, but at the time few recognized his talents or even knew his name. Today our rock and roll historian Ed Ward pays tribute to Steve Cropper.
I was talking to ZZ Top's guitarist Billy Gibbons the other day about his heroes, and as so often happens with guitar players, the name of Steve Cropper came up. Cropper's not heavy metal, Gibbons said. He's wrought iron. I saw his point immediately. Iron is a very tough substance, but throughout the South, there are people who know how to turn it into something akin to lace. Check out the balconies in the French Quarter of New Orleans, for instance, and see how light and airy it can be. Then find a record with Steve Cropper on it. Not always up front, like on this Booker T and the MGs recording of Hip Hugger, but when he does come forward, he says what he has to say concisely and with a great deal of authority. Cropper was a railroad man's son from Memphis who fell in with Packy Axton's band, the Royal Spades, in high school. Naturally, with a name like that, you know the band was all white, but they lived for black music. Steve was entranced with the sort of gospel-based guitar style that people like Loman Pauling of the Five Royales played, spare and to the point. The Royal Spades changed their name to the Marquees, and they made a record thanks to the fact that Packy's mom owned Stax Records, but Steve didn't play on their big hit, Last Night. He'd fought with Packy and instead was running Mrs. Axton's record store when he wasn't going to college. But he couldn't stay away from the studio, and one day when he and his friend Booker T. Jones were jamming, they came up with something that sounded pretty good. Green Onions was the start of Booker T and the MGs, which soon became the core of the Stax studio band, once they changed their black bass player, Louis Steinberg, for a white one, Donald Duck Dunn, and made sure their drummer, Al Jackson Jr., was going to stay. During their day, people dismissed Booker T and the MGs because they'd record just about anything, like Ode to Billy Joe or More, but I think they transformed junk into gold. Anyway, a pop song was just an excuse to have some serious fun. Thank you. I'd listen to Steve Cropper play on You Don't Love Me, and suddenly all the debate over whether white boys could play the blues was trivial. It was pretty ironic that during the heyday of the Black Power movement, a lot of the soundtrack was provided by a deeply integrated band. And collaborating with other Stax writers, Cropper was responsible for hits like Eddie Floyd's Knock on Wood and Wilson Pickett's 634-5789, as well as being the guy who performed the immortal guitar intro to Sam and Dave's Soul Man. Lately, Cropper's been performing less and producing more, and unfortunately, his most visible moments recently were with Aykroyd and Belushi's minstrel show, The Blues Brothers. But he's still left a legacy of guitar playing that challenges anybody who'd like to try out the intricacy of wrought iron.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.